O kui kai sola ha taha ki he tau tangata tonga koia ko pita tau whutufua a ia okune lele mai mei hapai mo vavao ka koi wha e me Australia. Pe okune lo tonga nofa foki I Brisbane. Pe okui kai ko hawha puri puri foki a lava mea koia ai mata pure koini I he niku nai ai whanga maarie ke fofonga ia tonga I he tau sipoti olimpiki I Rio de Janeiro I a kosi o tauni I he mala e koia o taekwondo. A pita o kufia fia o pita polo kalama le oi otuanga o whaa ke tau tele lei koe ki he tau polo kalama pe malo o tuku taimi ke tau tala no he ahoni he oko ilo I pe o mo fimo e kina lahi mo ho whai ako a Paula I he te teo kuia ki Rio. Peter, it's great to have you here on the program. Peter, congratulations on making it to the Olympic Games Rio 2016. Briefly, could you start by sharing a little bit about your family and your background?
Ko Peter tau sofua. Tamai, helped me apai, and his mother's from Vava'u actually, Fa'ia Palangi. So my mother's Australian, did a lot of our growing up over in the islands in Ha'apai, and through Tongatapu as well. Went to Tonga Side School, Tonga High. That's where we started.
Awesome. And like you've said there just before, you did actually spend a considerable amount of your childhood in Tonga. Did you want to share a little bit more about your experiences back in the island kingdom?
Basically, preschool, I was in Tonga, and a lot of my primary school and through high school, a lot of the traditional Tongan things. So we were out, we were fishing, my father who worked at the Waini farm, he had us taki manioke and getting all the kumala nufi every Saturday. We're out there with the huo, we were there working away trying to get a bit of extra money in, but so we had the full Tongan experience, and played rugby as well, or tried to play rugby in school. So it was a full, and it was a really great experience.
And I think one thing that's probably thrust you into the media spotlight at the moment would obviously is the Olympic Games and your background in Taekwondo. But professionally, you've also got another background and another work that you do on the side. I know you've done a bit of modelling and that. Did you want to share a little bit about your qualifications and some of the other work that you do? Not to put you on the spot.
Modelling. So I've been working the whole time we've been training, for however many years this has been, I've been working full time. So I've been working full time as a youth homeless counsellor, norming the age group of 14 to 18, 19. And I, as you mentioned, I've done some modelling. It's something I enjoy, a little bit of a hobby. And I also spent a lot of time at university. So I did my degree at the University of Queensland, mechanical engineering with a minor in materials engineering. And I'm in the process of finishing off my engineering master's.
You mentioned a little bit earlier before we started our interview that your Taekwondo, you started, I think, around the age 4. Did you want to tell us a little bit about your journey from a young man doing Taekwondo, probably as a little sport after school, right through to where you are now, success at the other end, heading into the Olympic Games in Rio 2016?
So I started at 5. My mother wanted us to learn how to defend ourselves. And so it was me, my brothers. We all went through and did Taekwondo. We all got our black belt. You know, as the only one of us, I failed my black belt twice. And so I failed twice, and each time I had to wait a year. And when you're 9, 10 years old, a year's a long time. It's a very, very that's a very, very long time. So that's where I started. You know, I moved across to Tonga, and that's where I met my coach, Master Paula, and met Master Bake, who was the Korean missionary actually, who came to Tonga many years ago to start Taekwondo. And the journey has been many, many interesting experiences in the meantime.
And how did you end up getting into the Olympic Games? Because coming from that, you obviously would need to be a qualifying process that would take place before you were able to go and compete in the International Olympic Games.
The Olympic Games is it's the hardest ticket to get a spot for out of any competition in the world. For us, it took 20 years. But the qualification process is every 4 years you had two competitions. One was a world qualifier where you had to get top 3 in the world. The second way was to win a regional qualifier. So we're in the region of Oceania. And through the Oceania qualification, you have to beat everybody. So you have to be number one in all the Oceania, all the Pacific. And you have to be number one on the day of that qualification tournament. I've been number two Olympic qualifiers in a row. So I've just missed out, the last two times, and not this time. We went to PNG with a very clear vision. We weren't there to muck around. We were there to go and bring back what we had spent our whole life training for. And that was a mentality that we had going into it, and that's exactly what we did.
I'm glad you mentioned mentality there, because that's a good lead-in or good segue to our next question, which is that I understand that you're a man of faith and there's some very strong core values that have guided you on this journey so far. Did you want to tell us a little bit about that?
You know, as we're very strong Christians. We're not saints. We do our absolute best you know, to try and uphold the, you know, the word. But, you know, what we found is that many people are lacking in that department. So this process wasn't, you know, you think sports is a physical process. Sports is actually first and foremost spiritual, then mental, then physical. The body follows the mind follows the spirit. The mind tells you to wake up at 6 a.m. and, you know, get your body across to the gym.
Not all our minds tell me. My mind doesn't tell me that in the morning, but glad it tells you that.
Maybe we need some more mental training then. But first and foremost is the spirit. The spirit is what says don't give up. You know, for 20 years and so many injuries, don't give up. And, you know, there's someone bigger out there with a master plan, and that we don't always see it. We're going to represent Tonga at the absolute best that we can on the day.
I might pass to your master coach for a minute. Ki mua pau, foki mai ki a koe e Pita. Oktawi heni ai foki kau whanongo moe whai ako a Pita, Master Paula Sitapa. Kau tuku atai whenga maari koe ni ki a te koe Paula, ke whawhiloa ki a tu koe, ki kau whanongo le tio. Pe whaiha ki lawe ki homo teuteu ko ia ki he Olimpiki, peko hā me o ke whietāna ki mai ki he tau talanoa ko ia he ahoni.
Maloa Pito e mau whenga maari e Surien, pe a ki mua ke urea. Kore ke utou mua tuku whamalo ki he tamai he wani, koe a koe whodu utou whapoto poto, pa mua taimi, ne tuku mā mau whainga maari e koni. Ke whao atu o mā reo, he ngalu ea, ki he tonga kotoa pe u whanongo mai. Ko hongu ingoa ko Paula Sitapa, ko whakaungata maki he sporti koni ko Taekwondo, pa ko au koe whai ako au ki a Pita ki he Olimpiki, pe a koe kurele mai whoki me I rei mātua wawao. Pe a ki mou tolu whanongo mai he ngalu ea, ko ia taha mi Lola halai walu, fie poupou mai ki he fulauni moe whenga koe ni, a tāpe. Hange koe lau kena whae pita, o kune mei mau kotoa tonga, koe ki mei hāpai pia, ko kua wawau pia mo tonga lai foki. E suren koe koe teuteu koe koe ki a pike a pita au kuiai, a e whatua meri au pito ki he teuteu koe koe whai, pike te au pia moe manatu ki he taimi koe, nei kamata yuka pita I he Taekwondo, fofofua ki he taiva hiva walu, nei kamata Taekwondo he taiva hiva noi tonga, pia nā u whetaulaka e papon pita I he taiwaiwa walu. I he fufua huanga a pita koe I he Taekwondo. Koe whehu I pēmua whai ki he tāko toa I he Taekwondo. Koe haani tau mua I he Taekwondo. Koe tāri koe nai whai pita he taimi koe ia. Ok whaamu ke whafunga ia tonga I he spoti koe ni Olimpiki. Peke te au I he siyo koe nā e whai ki a pita he ngai tāu he kuhoiri. Nā kai ki aha a whatu amerie moha amanaki he siyo. I he ki ilahi. Nai huanga pita he taimi koe au ke sisi. Ka I he taimu mone la taimu koea, oku kehe siho he taimu koea, mo mea ku I ono loto. Pea, reire mea ngai tau lahi, ma whiahui mo pita he ngahi whiahui lahi whatua pureanga pe, hange kone whamatala. Oku lahi whainga ta ai whainga, ka I ono loto, ne ueke ka pita he taimu lahi, mea ni ueke ke whakaukau ke whawungai a stereria, ungai ngari whainga maari ang eia. Ka he tari kua pita ono loto, hei kai tukene whainga, ka o whatever kone whawhawungai a tonga I he Olimpiki. Pea kone tau mua ia pe hei kai ke holomui me iai. Pea I he kusio whatatau ki he toutup tonga. Ka ia nau whenga pea kai ke ola. Ko mea pe hokoko nau holomui ia whainga nihu nau whoke o ngai o hanga koe kawamaalohi koe. Ngahi tawaki pe he. Kai ke maa usia tau mua ke kātaki. Mo ki taki e whanonga. Ka kia pita e hono loto. Tala ma whiohi mo pita he ngahi tāu lahi eni. Mimi tāu wanoa. O te kai ki usio ka pita u holo mui mi hene tāu mua. Pea mone loto aki ki e whafunga tonga I spoti kone Taekwondo. Ka tato te fito ki hene au ki Olimpiki ai oku hokosia hei e ngai ahoni. Pea o te kai ki usio ka pita oku ne mau kawa maalohi. Pea ku ne iftabaka. Pe holo mui me hene tau mua. Pakoe ai whatu a meria o pito kua ngai ke sio ki he te uteo kuna whahe talavouni. Kai tau te fito I hene mea koe ne tui falala ki he o tua. Moe mua mua ai o tua I he tawhakotoa pe o ene whenga. Pakoe ilo koe tau mua lahe moe whatu a meria lahe ke whenga kunu tau whaiku tau tolu fuku mei tonga. Pakoe tau tolu tonga I he o tau fuka o kutu uai. ko tua mo tonga ko to fia pe i he